Chapter 10, A Final Word. I have some very important questions to ask you as you listen to the remaining part of this audiobook. Why should you continue in your situation after having listened to this audiobook? Why should you continue to suffer the way you do? Why should your life still be full of struggles? You may have been struggling all your life. Everything you have in your life may have come to you through much toil and struggle. You may even have thought before listening to this audiobook that it's impossible to receive anything worthwhile without struggling for it. I'm sure the message in this audiobook has changed your perception and changed your life. Why? The Holy Spirit is the best gift we ever received from God, and we got Him free of charge without any struggles. There are two types of people in the world: those who struggle through life and those who walk through life in blessing. The latter receive a blessing, such as is released through the message in this audiobook, and their lives are changed. The former continue to struggle because they miss out on the message and the blessing conveyed in it. You must refuse to be a struggler or a sufferer. God sent His Holy Spirit to you so you won't have to struggle or suffer in your life. Remember, Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the power or dynamic ability to cause changes. This means you can change anything. There's nothing you can't do when you're full of the Holy Ghost. With Him, you won't have to struggle through life anymore, and you won't have to be frustrated anymore. Glory to God. Let the Spirit act on the Word. God never does anything without His Word. Don't ever forget that. His Word is the foundation for everything. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. But even though the Spirit of God was present, nothing changed until God spoke His Word and said, "Let there be light." It was when God started speaking that the Spirit of God went to work to bring His Word to pass. The Holy Spirit acts on the Word of God to bring it to pass. That's why when God speaks, you must receive His Word. When you do, then the Holy Spirit acts on the Word of God in your life to bring it to pass. You will make the Word good in your life, and you will have the results it speaks of. Get filled with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, we are instructed not to be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, that's talking along the same line as 18th verse of the third chapter, where it says that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. God wants us filled with all of His fullness. This is what is really meant by being filled with the Spirit. It means to be filled with the fullness of God. It's one thing to have God. It's another thing to be filled with His fullness. To be filled with His fullness means to be filled with His completeness. For the Holy Spirit to live in a man means for that man to have all of the life and nature of God in him. When the Holy Spirit indwells a human person, He makes him unconquerable, indomitable. He makes him more than a man. He infuses his humanity with the life and power of divinity. This is what changes a man completely. Joel, the Old Testament prophet, foretold, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit." Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. When He said, "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy," He meant they shall speak words of power. In other words, what they say shall come to pass. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, your words cease to be the words of men. They become anointed with power. When the Spirit of God is working in you, and you're overflowing with His fullness, you won't need to try to muster boldness to say or do things. You won't need to try to stir up some boldness or remember some scriptures in the face of adversity. No, the life you have when you're filled with the Holy Spirit is the life of boldness. It's the life of dominion over all circumstances. The Holy Spirit has told us not to be afraid, because He is with us. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. And He lives in us. He dwells in us that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. You ought to have Him in His fullness, such that when you move, it's the Spirit of your Father moving in you. Then your hands become His hands, and your fingers His fingers. He sees through your eyes, talks through your mouth, and moves with your body. That's what He seeks to do in your life today. Remember that you're not of this world. You have something the prophets and priests of old did not have. You have the capacity to contain the fullness of God's Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From this scripture, we see the blueprint for getting filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and experience in your life these seven vital blessings that He brings, then you need to start speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You've got to start singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You've got to give thanks to God the Father always for all things in the name of Jesus. For example, you could begin to thank God by saying to Him, "Lord, I'm so blessed. I don't know how to say it enough, but You blessed me so much. I'm embarrassed. I look into Your word and I find out You blessed me. Then I look at my life and I see that I'm really, truly blessed. Thank You, Lord Jesus." By the time you're confessing God's word and giving Him thanks like this, you'll begin to feel the anointing welling up so strongly within you, and the power of the Holy Ghost will come all over you. That's the way I pray, for that's the way He told us to pray. Sometimes I say to Him, "Lord, You told us to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Lord, I'm going to make You some psalms and sing You some hymns now." And when I start doing that, I get full of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. It's time for you to be filled with the Spirit. Go ahead and start praying and singing in the Holy Ghost. Start laughing and dancing in the Spirit. Start praising God and rejoicing in His presence. For in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Don't wait. Get in the flow. God's Spirit is working right now, and you can get so filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be drunk with Him. Thank God for these seven things the Holy Spirit would do in you as you walk with Him daily. This has been Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do In You, written by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, narrated by Leafe Amosa. Copyright by Lovewell Publishing Ministry, 2013. Production copyright, 2013, by the Lovewell Publishing Ministry.